This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice
in it. Amen. The sermon for this Misericordia Domini Sunday is according to St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. The common theme. Oh, we sheep, we are such interesting sheep. We were created to live with the shepherd in a beautiful and lush garden where there was no death. We were created to be immortal sheep, living under the most loving shepherd that could ever exist, enjoying his steadfast kindness forever and ever. He would protect us as sheep are protected behind a strong wall. But then a lion came and whispered to us over that wall, "Hey, why are you content to be sheep? You don't need any shepherd. You are wise and strong. You can make it on your own, no problem. But if you stay behind that wall of protection forever, you will never become your own person. You will just be sheep. Climb out here, and you will be like a shepherd." So our first parents listened, climbed outside. They rejected the shepherd. They went out into the world. They found out that the prowling lion really actually wanted to devour them. They also met the wolves that helped the lion, sin, death, and hell, as well as human forces that persecute the church and false teaching in the church, who are wolves in sheep's clothing. Sometimes wolves in shepherd's clothing. Together, these wolves preyed upon the human race. Neither our parents nor their descendants could escape the trespass of leaving the shepherd's care. Every sheep is born with the desire to be his own person, his own shepherd. We all were like sheep that have gone astray. It was asked of Martin Luther when he was at the Diet of Worms and talking about the inerrancy of Scripture and that the Pope's interpretation of Scripture was wrong. And they said, "So what shall we have for you then, Martin? Shall every man become his own Pope?" And I first read that, I'm like, well, they got you there. And he said, "No, the Scriptures are interpreted. The Scriptures have been handed down apostolically to us. These new and modern inventions and innovations brought into the church are wrong and sinful and broken, and they lead to things like selling indulgences, the free gift of God. The free promise in baptism now becomes something that if you kick a little more when the coffer rings, a soul from purgatory springs. That is an innovation. Not a very good one. It's like a brand new car and you decide you're going to add flat tires to it. And that's your addition to the new car. And later, next year, the new model will have a broken transmission. But it's new, so you want it. Can't wait till the 2024 models that come with shattered windshields." But today is about the shepherd winning back those sheep and making them his again. To do that, he had to leave the perfect protection of heaven and go out into a savage world where the lion and its wolves lived and reigned supreme. Even then, the shepherd was invulnerable. He is the Son of God, after all. No one could take his life from them, according to his own words. Therefore, he had to lay down his life and then take it up again. In other words, the eternal shepherd became the lamb whose blood was shed for the sins of the world. So when the time came and the wolves showed their faces, and the wolves showed their fangs, he stood firm and made the good confession in the face of the wolves, knowing that it would lead to his death. He confessed before Pontius Pilate, "You say that I am king. For this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Of course, Pilate threw our Lord's words back at him and saying, "Huh, what is truth?" Realizing that he was a bit of a philosopher, not realizing that the man standing before him was actually the answer to that question, the way, the truth, and the life. But the quality of the Lord's confession is in its own truthfulness, not in whether it is received. It's not true because you believe it. It's true because he said it. Christ could have denied everything. He could have gotten himself released by Pilate in any number of ways, but he did not. He stood his ground and made the good confession, your confession. Christ did not deny that he was the Son of God before Caiaphas, the high priest. He could have simply answered Caiaphas in the negative. Humanly speaking, there was no point in casting the truth before those wolves. But Christ confessed, even though it cost him his life, he made the good confession. He died for it. Because the good shepherd defends his sheep. After he laid down his life and took it up again, Christ sent many shepherds through whom he continues to defend his sheep to this day from the lions and from wolves. And how does he do this? The same way, through the good confession of faith. A hireling flees when he sees wolves coming. We saw that in the Bible lesson today. These aren't my sheep. I'm only paid to stand there. These aren't mine. These have only been entrusted to me by the promise of a paycheck. And you know what? You can't spend a paycheck if you're dead. So he runs, but the good shepherd stands his ground. So we shepherds, that is pastors, stand our ground and make a good confession, whether it's popular or not, whether people get mad at you or not. We confess Christ as the Son of God. We confess that he is the truth. We confess him, although we may have our confession thrown in our face. We may suffer for it, and yes, even die in this day and age. But if we are good shepherds, we will not back down, though all the world is full of wolves and they threaten us. So God help us. Now, that monk I was talking about 500 years ago or so, he stood his ground. He was challenged to make his confession a few days after this Sunday in the church year. He was surely thinking of this holy gospel read in the house of God days before. Luther appeared before the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, who represented the power of nations and the power of the established Roman Church. When Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings, behind the request was implied the threat of death. Somebody's holding a knife to your throat and they say, "So what do you think? Which way do you want to go? It's up to you." Martin Luther surely thought, "What kind of shepherd would I be if I see these wolves gathering around me and I back down on my confession of Christ? What if I bend and compromise my confession? I might preserve my life in this world, but I would betray both Christ and the sheep I have been entrusted with." So instead of backing down before the wolves, Luther said, "Unless I am convinced by sacred scripture, or by evident reason I cannot recant, for my conscience is held captive by the word of God, and to act against conscience is neither right nor safe. Here I stand, I can do no other, so help me God. Amen. Standing before a lot more important people than I've ever stood before, or you've ever stood before, more powerful, more influential. And he said, no, this is the most important thing. This is the confession of the church. It's supposed to be all of our confession, to say that what we say matters, that doctrine matters. This is the reason why Lutherans are supposed to be so stubborn. Not stubborn about everything. Stubborn about God's word. Stubborn about what is good, meet, right, and salutary. Not just grumpy old men, but confessors of the faith all the way to the funeral, all the way to the grave, all the way to the promise of the resurrection. That is what a healthy, functioning church looks like. When 1, 2, 3, 4 more are gathered in his name around the confession of faith in both word and sacrament. And it's glorious. It's not as impressive as some other things that some churches want to do. But it's something that will give you comfort in the hospital. Something that will give you comfort on the darkest night of the year. Something that will give you comfort when the horribleness of this world surrounds you like so many wolves and lions all circling you with hyena-like laughs. It's not pride that should make us stand by his words. Instead, the confession must be made and held because it is the confession of Christ and his merits and benefit for you. To abandon that is more perilous than anything, than even losing your life for it. God help us make the good confession. All Christians, not only shepherds, must be ready to confess Christ before men. When the wolves come for you, and they will, we must not count our life more valuable than having Christ and all the treasures he has given you. In truth, Christ is your life. To deny him is to throw away your life. If they take this, your present life, you will rise again, never to die again. And that's the scary thing for the wolves, is when Christians realize that. No matter what that world out there tells you, makes you afraid of anything. When Christians go, wait a minute, you're a wolf. I know what you are. You're just trying to freak me out. But a good shepherd, as well as a good sheep, trusts that our shepherd will keep us safe forever. And we find those wolves really have no teeth. God help us. God help us to be willing to even lay down our own lives in the image of the good shepherd. He will take up your lives again on the last day. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds in the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.